ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
To sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning.
How are you going?
All right, the AFL, and this is why you ask. Collingwood and Essendon producing another Anzac Day match for the top drawer. An incredible match, but
A draw from the top drawer, just as they did way back in 1995, Patricia, the first ever Anzac Day game between these two sides. Yes, 85 all after, well, four quarters of scintillating Australian rules football, in part sparked by the stentorian stuff from 93,000 people. That's the fourth highest home and away crowd in the long history of the VFL and the AFL. It was the game with everything, and of course included the sport's bespoke hallmark. That's a hanger. Collingwood's Jamie Elliott proving yet again, if you put a number five on a bloke's back, he'll do something extraordinary on Anzac Day. What is already being penciled in as the mark of the year. Any higher, I think he would have needed an oxygen tank. The Bombers had their moments too, particularly early on as their edge gave them a four-goal lead, but by the final siren, well, from the edge, they still hadn't found what they were looking for. The 4 points shared, the scoreboard showing really how evenly matched the sides were after Collingwood's Brodie Mychek's radar twice failed him in that frenetic final score. It was 12-13, 85 apiece. The blokes on the field and most among the 93,000 not sure whether to laugh or cry. It was less frantic for GWS at that other fabled cricket ground. Of course, you'll all know that Marnica Oval was where Don Bradman played his last match. The Giants running away, outscoring, in fact, with the game against Brisbane, even without Toby Green. His locum tenens, Darcy Jones, on debut, kicking one of the goals of the night in the first quarter, while Brisbane, with just two wins, wonders how to get back there. GWS returns temporarily to equal first on the ladder, pending Geelong's game against Carlton tomorrow. And tonight, we've got Kenny Hinckley's Port Adelaide hosting Ross Lyon's St Kilda. Now, both coaches, for various reasons, will have their sides really fired up for this one. Ross Lyon, of course, was terribly disappointed by St Kilda's performance in their last game. He was saying it's just not the real Saints, and he reckons they were a bit tired. So they've had a bit of a rest, so they should be ready to go tonight.
In rugby league, at last a win for the Gold Coast Titans.
Patricia, early on there was that sinking feeling about all things Titanic again, 12-0 down, but they recovered to beat the Warriors 27-24 in the Anzac Day match in Auckland, a relief for their supporters and also the coach Desi Hasler, whose signing last year had elements of the second coming about it, but it was getting close to the second going if they didn't start to win pretty soon. AJ Brimson scored twice in the revival and might have just earned himself a place in the Queensland State of Origin squad in Kalyn Ponga's absence, and the win elevates the hitherto demersal Titans from the bottom of the NRL ladder, that spot going to South Sydney after the Rabbitohs, and not far from where rabbits were first introduced to Australia. They were hit by a dose of myxomatosis in the form of an in-form Melbourne Storm. Here, this the score 54-20, and the end for South's coach Jason Demetrio getting nigher by the day. There was another blowout in the Anzac Day Cup match between East and St George Illawarra, the Chooks winning 60-18, Sam Walker earning the Anzac Day medal, all after the Dragons had scored the first try. And tonight, Manly Ringer plays Parramatta, and increasingly befuddled fruit pickers coach Brad Arthur. He's now been reduced to just hoping his team's going to play 80 minutes of elite rugby league, Patricia.
In rugby union, ahead of this weekend's Super W final, there are calls for the competition to be expanded.
Yeah, Patricia, this final is the tussle of the perennial winners, the Waratahs. They've won it a few times against Fijiana Drua, who are the defending champions. Both teams are heading for Ballymore on Sunday, and as they go, there are calls coming from everywhere for the competition to grow from its lightning 7 weeks to something like what the men already have, a joint competition also involving New Zealand teams. Apparently there is an official willingness on both sides of the ditch for such a thing, but just nothing formal. And that means there's a bit of agitprop coming from the front row of the Waratahs side, their record-breaking front row, telling the head of Rugby Australia, Phil Waugh, to get on with it or continue to watch players head off to rugby league and to Australian rules football. And that's a creed occur if ever there was one, Patricia.
Mm. In football, Melbourne City will be missing a Matilda for the second leg of the A-League women's semi-final against the Newcastle Jets.
Yeah, Patricia, defender Carly Rusbakken's ankle injury sustained in the first leg has ruled her out of this game, but she hopes to be back for the grand final if the Citizens get there, and it's not a really big if. They should. They won the first match 3-0, so well and truly ahead on aggregate. In the other semi-final, Sydney FC plays the Central Coast Mariners. Both sides unchanged from game one, but the Sky Blues really do have the advantage there, the 1-0 advantage on aggregate. And look, there's the netball competition's on as well. We didn't have time to get to that earlier this morning, but we'll have the results on Monday for that, Patricia.
Excellent.
Have a good weekend and good on you.
Warwick Hatfield there. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.